Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam. Muggsy's with me. Muggsy, how you doing?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Cheers to you, as always.
Cheers to you, always.
It never stops. It never stops. The news is always around the Hornets. There's always something going on, good and the bad. We get some good news last week, and then we're faced with some bad news this week with Miles Bridges. If you're unaware out there, Miles Bridges today, Tuesday, as we're recording this, was announced to be put in quarantine for NBA's health and safety protocol. So you'll likely be out for within some range of 7 to 10 days. Which, when you look at how many games are left in the season, it's not a lot of time left for Bridges to come back and get involved once again. So first of all, Bridges has been, we've talked about it on this podcast several times. He's been the Iron Man on the team, the guy, a super high energy guy, high production guy, but most importantly, a really healthy guy playing in every single game this season. And to get hit with his absence now of all times is really brutal. So first off, best wishes to Bridges, of course.
But, absolutely.
I hope all is well. He makes a fast and secure recovery. But looking at the basketball side, the timing is pretty brutal.
Yeah, it truly is. And we don't know what that actually, you know, what he is under in terms of the protocol, what's really actually going on with him. But it is going to be hurtful for the team because of his play. I mean, he's been really the heart and soul, especially when the guys have been out. His play has been remarkable. And as you say, the good and the bad of it, not having, you know, guys coming back and him not being part of it, you know, it just makes it a little tough. But, you know, Miles is a strong-minded individual, I'm quite sure. He's going to do whatever he can and keep himself in shape to whenever he do come back to be ready to go, because those guys are going to need it coming down the stretch.
Yeah, he's been a very vocal leader on the team as well. So I know we're going to miss his on-court production, you know, putting the basket and ball in the basket, all that stuff. But like when there's opportunities between dead balls, free throws, you hear him on the court. And so not having him there, I'm interested to see who steps up. I know there's some quotes from Malik. Thankfully he's back. That Monk was like, all right, yo, we had a players only meeting. You know, we talked about what needs to be done the rest of the way. Like as a fan, it's really assuring that the Hornets aren't losing that kind of attitude, like that chip on your shoulder, focused. We have a goal, and we're going to go after that goal.
Well, that was the growth of Miles. You know, that's being in the league 3 years, understanding his progress and understand now he has a voice in that locker room. And guys being almost one of the veterans, truly, you know, besides Gordon Hayward and those other guys, you know, he understands what it takes night in and night out. And for him to share that and start to become that type of leader, I mean, it's always going to be helpful for the team. And Malik Monk, as you just alluded to, he's another one of those guys that matured and understand, you know, with his fourth year in the lead, knowing what it all takes and knowing what it means coming down the stretch, because he's the only one that was part of a playoff situation, you know, so he has that understanding, knowing what it all is going to take to finish it up.
And now a word from one of our sponsors, Bet Online. Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
Yeah, so let's keep it on Malik. He's back. Malik Monk is back, which is really great to see. You know, he resumed his role that he had before as that high intensity energy guy off the bench. In his two games returning, he's averaging 24.7 minutes per game, 11 points, a steal, 3.5 assists, 1 rebound. Like, it's going to take a minute for him to get fully involved, yeah. You know? Even like during the Heat game, you're kind of watching it, waiting for him to really like click, especially considering his history against the Heat. Mm-hmm. He seems to really like carving them up. So that didn't come. I think it will come as we get closer, as he gets his legs underneath him. But what do you think about Malik Monk, his return, and what you've seen from him thus far?
Well, it's huge for the team. It's definitely huge for the team because, you know, what he was displaying night in, night out, especially coming off the bench, it was huge for the team because they need that type of balanced scoring from the starters as well as the guys coming off the bench. And, you know, he was really starting to – that basketball was coming to ocean. I mean, because he was really feeling his shot. He was understanding he can create his own shot as well. And having a guy like Melo out there spoon-feeding him, where he could just catch and release it without any contest. I mean, it's also, you know, another weapon to have. So I think Malik, you know, this is his fourth year. I think he really understands it. And he really trying to take his game to that next level. And him being healthy again now and then coming down the stretch, you know, it's going to be very, very needed for the Hornets, you know, to finish this thing out going forward.
Yes, there are those nights where maybe Terry or Devontae aren't feeling it, having Malik as an option to go to. No offense to the Martin twins or Brad Wanamaker or anything like that, but the backcourt improvement with Monk as an option is really solid. And we had that stretch that I'm probably being a homer here, so apologies. But that set of four, LaMelo, Devontae, Terry, and Malik, I don't know if another team in the league has four guards like that. Like, that's a really strong, deep position for the Hornets right there. So I know Devontae has a knee injury right now. He's ruled out for the Pistons game. But the idea of having those weapons in the backcourt is really exciting and really cool. And and it's fun again, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, anybody has their own skill set. I mean, with Wanamaker and the Martin twins, I mean, they understand what their skill set is and what their role is on the team. So everybody has that role, and I'm quite sure Coach JB, you know, expressed that on a daily basis, what your role is, and everybody have ability to score when an opportunity presents, but the guys who normally was counted upon to put that ball in the basket are the Maliks, the Malik Monk and, you know, Bridges and Haywoods and P.J. Washington and as well as T. Rozier and Devontae Graham and as well as Melo. You know, Melo is a distributor but he's, you know, he's understanding that he's capable of scoring. And I think he knows that, especially when these guys are about to be out, he knows that he's going to have to step that part of his game up a little more.
Yeah, and speaking of Cody Martin, he's ruled out as well for the Pistons game and probably for the next few games. So during the Heat game, he went up to block Trevor Ariza's shot, got called for a flagrant, and then landed on his ankle and rolled it, and he left. With the help of his teammates to go back to get some treatment on that ankle. Like, the ankle injuries are going around. Like, it's crazy. So I hope Cody Martin comes back soon, because I thought he did a fantastic job filling in for Gordon Hayward as a starter at the three position. He is a guy who offers a ton defensively. He can get a bucket when you need it. Like, Cody Martin has a really, really like underrated value, I think, on the team And so he'll be missed while he's out. Yeah. There's another one, you know? we're just trading guys out for each other. It's brutal.
Bodies. I know those bodies. And unfortunately, during this time of the year, you know, injuries can really affect the outcome, you know, of your finish. So hopefully we all say that next man up. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, I think we got some guys who want that opportunity. You know, Watermaker has been, you know, really playing some stellar basketball, and we're going to need that more so than ever because of guys are going down, guys just coming in for them to find their rhythm. So you're going to need all the support you can from the start as well as guys coming off the bench.
The weather's pretty nice right now, so you're probably going to spend more time outside as we get closer to summer. So it's time to make your outdoor experiences better with Kanen. Kanen sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. They're made with Japanese optics that make their lenses clear, lighter, and stronger, and Italian handcrafted frames that are impossible to scratch. Use the exclusive code KanenCast15 at Kanen.com to receive 15% off on your first pair. That's KanenCast15. Kanen, clearly better. Yeah, I assume we'll see more minutes from Jalen McDaniels here. In the meantime, actually, we just got the starters. Yeah, so, this is all right. Breaking news as we're recording this. The starting five tonight for the Pistons, LaMelo, Terry, Caleb Martin, Jalen McDaniels, Bismack Biyombo. No PJ in the starting five. I don't know what's going on with PJ. I haven't heard anything about PJ. Hope he's all right. we can't lose any more anybody else right now.
No.
But what do you make of that five?
Coach JB, he must got his pulse on his team. He knows what needs to be done right now. And it's shocking that hearing PJ not part of that starting five and having him and Malik coming off the bench. But like you said, we don't know what's going on.
Okay.
And we don't know if it's more of a management type of situation.
I found out about PJ here. So
Okay, here we go. Another breaking news.
More breaking news. Shouts to Rockbone for the tweet. It's not very detailed. It's just personal reasons for PJ. Okay. So officially, yeah, no Bridges, no PJ, no Cody, no Devontae. I think that it's easy to forget a name now because it's following up once again. But hope he's absolutely. I hope all is well on his end.
I hope all is well on his end. You know. Sometimes, you know, you got to step away with his personal issues and take care of that matter and get back to your job. And I'm quite sure they gave him that luxury to do so. And hopefully you get back soon because, again, we're going to need him. We cannot afford to be losing bodies, especially at this time.
Most definitely. We'll see what happens tonight. You listening out there will already know what happens tonight. We're recording this before the Pistons game. let's talk about, is it? Let's talk about some good news. That's all right. Okay. LaMelo Ball is back in the mix. He made his return with Malik against the Pistons 2 games ago. And since he's been back, we've seen – I just lost it. LaMelo log 29 minutes per game. Mm-hmm. He's shooting 42% from the floor in those games. This is 2 games. 12.5 points, 5 turnovers in those games, 1.5 blocks. 2.5 steals, 6.5 assists, 6.5 rebounds. So, like, he fills up a stat sheet like I don't know anybody else right now. And watching him, he still when the ball's not in play, you still see him kind of working his wrist.
Right,
When he's on the bench, he has his wrist in a warm sleeve just to keep it loose. So I hope he's feeling good when the clock's ticking. He looks like LaMelo we saw in the first half of the season. But what do you think about LaMelo's return and his impact on the team?
Well, I was concerned about it. I thought they was kind of bring him back maybe a little too soon, but I didn't realize that he had missed 20-some games. So he was able to, you know, get the care that he needed, get the strength back into that wrist as well as the motion and the trust factor. You know, when that ball hit that hand, you know, sometimes you're trying to pull that hand away. I don't want that contact, but seemed like he's welcoming it. He's not shying away from it. And not on that, he's using either hand in order to finish. So, and he threw an underhand pass to Miles in the very first game. Yeah. So that lets you know that, you know, he enjoys the game. He's just having a lot of fun out there. He's 19 years old. He's still learning, still understanding, you know, trying to continue to uplift his teammates. And they know what he means to them. And he feeds off of that. It's very enlightening to see a young kid like this take this type of step in this challenge for this franchise, because, you know, we were searching for one for quite some time.
Yeah, it's really different. And like with him being back, the Pistons game was pretty clear that when we're looking at his teammates were got to keep their heads up, basically, because at any point Melo was trying to find them and people were trying to get involved in a way we haven't really seen with him being out, which speaks to his like kind of pass first mentality, like really eager to get other guys involved. And so the energy felt really, really positive early, like from the grip. And even I think he made it a point to get an assist with his right wrist initially.
Right.
It's really fun. Really fun. It's a nice reminder for me at least, and hope the rookie of the year voters, about what LaMelo can do. Cause for my money, I think he was rookie of the year if he didn't play again the rest of the season. Now that he's back, kind of like doing what he's been doing. And hopefully improving as well, because he's coming back to a different team. Like Jalen McDaniels wasn't performing this well when he got hurt. So that that new like relationship on the court is something I'm really looking forward to as a fan as well, like developing and feeding him and making Jalen McDaniels better and other players like Brad Watermaker, et cetera, better. But what do you make of Melo's rookie of the year chances now that he is back playing again?
I'm quite sure it's going to be a conversation piece. I mean, because he missed those 20 games and Edwards, you know, been there throughout. The kid from Sacramento just got hurt.
Yeah.
Understand. So he's down. So it's going to be hard to probably overlook the part that, you know, Edwards been steady throughout the entire season, and Melo missed 20 games, even though he's been a step buster. But it may come down to how he finished. You know, how's it all finish out, and, you know, the excitement in terms of especially to play in and that possibly may take place, and by Minnesota no longer be playing, you know, who knows? So it's going to be very interesting. It's going to come down to the end, though, in terms of them, everybody really making that final decision.
Yeah. Selfishly, it'd be really cool. I can't front. That'd be cool to have a rookie of the year on the team, you know?
He's deserving of it, yeah. You know, with his play. He didn't ask to be hurt and to be sidelined for those 20 games. So, well, we'll see.
That's another interesting thing, too. Watching him play, he still seemed like when he got knocked down, he made it a point to not put his hands out, at least initially, to, like, let his kind of, like, arms and shoulders kind of –
Take the
blow and like slow him down,
blow out of it, yes.
Just to avoid like that direct impact on his wrist again. Mm-hmm. I'll be interested to see if that becomes the norm for him, or if it's just like a thing you just have to, like a mental block you have to get over.
Yeah.
So I hate for him to hurt himself more trying to avoid landing a specific way.
Right.
There's no, I guess, like good way to land on the floor. But
No.
I think you'd make it worse yourself. If you're trying to manipulate your body while falling or getting shoved.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's one of the most vulnerable injuries he had right now, so he's gonna protect that more than anything. And I'm quite sure that even to the point when he do fall, teammates, you know, grabbing his hands and that sort of thing, more or less grabbing his wrist as opposed to his hands, helping him up. So he's trying to keep that type of pressure and tension off his wrist. So they're gonna do all they can to make sure to stay fresh and feel good out there.
Yeah. So Very excited the rest of the way to see what he can do. Before we leave the injury world, Gordon Hayward, we got some news about him. So he's been out since April 2nd with a right foot strain. He's out of his walking boot. You know, real quick, he's like a low-key snazzy dresser. I didn't expect that Because like we've got, I'm used to seeing Devontae and Malik in their outfits, LaMelo too. Like those guys really like brought out the drip for these sidelines. And Hayward is a sleeper as far as like one of the best dressed guys on the team. But those days are numbered because looking like he's nearing his return. So he's out of the boot. He's doing weight bearing exercises once again. So again, like the Miles news, like time is ticking. 8 games left in the season. We have the play-in ahead of us. So hopefully we get to see Hayward before the play-in. I'd hate for his first game back would in that. I'd hate for his first game back to be in that setting. Like I would love for him to get 1 or 2 games in before you get into that. All right, yo, we got to win these games to get in the playoffs.
Yeah. You know, that ankle is just so tough. It's just so, you know, fragile because you got to do a lot of cutting, planting and that sort of thing. So trusting in and being able to you know, elevate off of it. And so that's going to take some time for him to get that feeling and also get the strength back because he didn't have, I mean, he'd been in a boot for quite some time. So again, you know, he's doing all his treatment, you know, continue to get stronger with it. And I'm quite sure the Hornets are well behind in terms of, especially with the folks that they have working with him to get him back as quickly as possible, but safely to where he don't feel anything that's lingering on, to where he feel like anything possibly happening.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I hate to lose him twice in one season, you know? Like,
yeah.
And the play-in is looking like a real possibility here. I think when the Hornets lost to the Celtics, on the same day, or sorry, that's a Freudian slip. When the Hornets lost to the Heat, and on the same day the Celtics lost, that was like, oh man, that might have been the best chance to really make a move there in the Eastern Conference. But the positive thing is, you know, there's still basketball left, and I do rate the Hornets' chances in a play-in scenario. I think this team plays their opposition really tough, and at that point, hopefully, this team is healthy. What do you make of the Hornets in that play-in scenario? Like at this stage, if it ended today, we'd play the Celtics. And then who knows what happens after that. But what do you make of the Hornets' chances in a play-in scenario?
Well, I like their chances. You know, I really do. You know, the Hornets been, you know, they've been up and down, but pretty consistent when everybody's healthy, you know, when everybody's on the floor. So trying to find that, you know, medium in terms of getting everybody on the floor healthy, trying to find that chemistry. You know, it could be, the window could be closing, but just getting everybody back could be a good thing, and possibly making the playoff will be an excellent thing. So, excellent situation. So that, and with that being said, you know, I think it's a lot to play for, and I'm quite sure that's what Hayward is looking at in terms of, you know, how quickly he can get back because, you know, it's been really exciting, even though we haven't had fans the most part of the season. And then now having the fans back in the building and guys really feeding off of that, it would be nice to at least have a playoff game in the building with possibly with the capacity of the crowd being larger than what it is today.
That'd be something. That'd be a home court advantage. Like, that'd be something really special, especially after all the buildup, you know,
right.
a playoff game after the year we all had and so much fun, so much fun. But we'll see. Time will tell. Hoping for the best. I'll take a play-in game at this point, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Muggsy, I appreciate it as always. And thank you everyone out there for listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast and the Believe Podcast Network presented by Bet Online. We'll catch you next Wednesday.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.